But that's our news. I'm Rich Thomason. In Florida, it's the calm before the storm. That story in a moment. But first, later this morning, President Biden will commemorate the one-year anniversary of the brutal Hamas attack on Israel.
The President and First Lady will participate in a memorial candle lighting ceremony in the Blue Room of the White House. It will mark 1 year since the Hamas-led terrorist attack in Israel. Vice President Harris and her husband will commemorate the anniversary by planting a memorial tree at their Naval Observatory residence.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, notes that this is far from the first assault on the Jewish state.
In the past, we've seen similar, to a lesser degree, attacks from a variety of groups that are representing Iran's interests against the Israelis, but they never lasted this long.
And the Gaza war continues to rage with Israel and Hamas exchanging fire, including a volley of rockets fired by Hamas at Tel Aviv earlier today. Israel also continues to go after Hezbollah in Lebanon. Also at SRNNews.com, 51 Florida counties under a state of emergency as Hurricane Milton approaches, currently a Category 3 storm. It could be a Cat 4 by the time it makes landfall, possibly in the Tampa Bay area around midweek.
We are going to have a major storm impact the state. It's too soon to tell exactly where. It's too soon to tell exactly how powerful, although we expect it to be powerful.
Governor Ron DeSantis heard there on WSFU-TV. Police in Santa Monica, California say it was an unprovoked attack. An officer has fatally shot a man who wounded him with a knife. Happened outside police headquarters. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 170 points. This is SRN News. The nonprofit Christian Legal Association First Liberty Institute recently launched a new program to engage 20 to 40-year-olds in the battle to protect religious rights throughout America. It's called F3, derived from the Future of Faith and Freedom. F3 spokesman Nathan Shackelford says the F3 mission is attracting many more people than his organization originally anticipated.
We started back in April, and we already now have ambassadors from New York all the way over to San Diego and L.A. picking up really fast. Because I think people really want to understand what their rights, especially parents that have kids in public school, and they're worried about their kid being forced to read a book like one called My Shadow is Pink about a boy that feels like a girl on the inside.
Nathan Shackelford adds that beyond just classroom issues, there's also an urgent need to protect religious freedoms in workplaces all over the nation. More information can be found at the website firstliberty.org/F3. This is SRN News. A Georgia judge rejects a lawsuit from GOP officials raising concerns about voting machines.
Fulton County Judge Scott McAvey noted in his ruling issued Friday that the equipment remains certified and the consequences of potential security risks are, quote, at this point purely hypothetical. The failed lawsuit filed by GOP officials in DeKalb County and a familiar cast of pro-Trump lawyers just weeks before early voting began in Georgia argued the Dominion voting machines are not in compliance with Georgia law. The officials wanted the Secretary of State's office to make voting records and ballot images available to public inspection within 24 hours of the election. But McAfee said that the relief sought by GOP officials would not have addressed any vulnerabilities and that the matter should be decided by policymakers, not courts. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A black bear with her three cubs attacked a man in his Lake City, Colorado home after crashing in through a sliding glass door. He couldn't get them to leave. Police say the victim suffered significant injuries but did not require hospitalization. SRNNews.com.